Just tell me now. He shook his head. No, Tenna, because I know very little more than you. Remember, we both came in at the same time. On different ships, yes, but we were both crossing interstellar space when this happened. I've had little more time to adjust to it than you've had. Quietly and calmly I said, Where was it you came from? Grand Teton. His world was another of the original Americano colonies like Yellowstone, Yosemite, Glacier, and two or three others I couldn't remember. They'd all been settled by robots 4 centuries ago. Self-replicating machines carrying the templates necessary to construct living humans upon their arrival. None of those colonies had been successful, all of them failing after 1 or 2 subsequent generations. A few rare lineages might still be able to trace themselves back to the original Americano settlers, but the majority of people living on those worlds were descended from later colonization waves arriving by lighthugger. Most were demarcist states, like Yellowstone. Sky's Edge, of course, was another case entirely. It was the only world that had ever been settled by generation ship. There were some mistakes you didn't make twice. I hear Grand Teton's one of the nicer places to live, I said. Yes, and I suppose you're wondering what brought me here. No, actually, not really my business. He slowed in his rummaging through Vadim's loot. I could see that my lack of curiosity was not something to which he was accustomed. I continued my investigations, silently counting the seconds before he broke his silence. I'm an artist, Quirrenbach said, actually a composer. I'm working on a symphony cycle, my life's work. That's what brings me here. Music? Yes, music, though that contemptible little word barely encapsulates what I have in mind. My next symphony will be a work inspired by nothing less than Chasm City. He smiled. It was going to be a glorious, uplifting piece, celebrating the city in all its Belle Epoque splendor, a composition teeming with vitality and energy. Now, I think, it will have to be a darker piece entirely. Shostakovichian in its solemnity, a work weighed down by the crushing realization that history's wheel has finally turned and crushed our mortal dreams to dust, a plague symphony. And that's what you've come all this way for, to scribble down a few notes. To scribble down a few notes, yes, and why not? Someone, after all, has to do it. But it'll take you decades to get back home. A fact that has, surprisingly, impinged on my consciousness before you so kindly pointed it out. But my journey here is a mere prelude, occupying a span of time that will become inconsequential when set against the several centuries that I confidently expect to elapse before the work nears completion. I myself will probably age the better part of a century in that time, the equivalent of 2 or 3 whole working lives of any of the great composers. I shall be visiting dozens of systems, of course, and adding others to my itinerary as they become significant. There will almost certainly be more wars, more plagues, more dark ages. And times of miracle and wonder, of course, all of which will be grist to the mill of my great work, and when it is polished, and when I am not utterly disgusted and disillusioned with it, I will very probably find myself in my twilight years. I simply won't have time to keep abreast of the latest longevity techniques, you see, not while I'm pouring my energies into my work. I'll just have to take whatever's easily available, and hope I live to finish my magnum opus. Then, when I have tidied up the work, and achieved some form of reconciliation between